FM.
Morning Focus, the show you can trust to tell all sides of the story. Clare FM.
Small and medium-sized companies in this country are struggling to locate sufficiently skilled people to fill a variety of positions. That's according to the Chambers Ireland SME Skills Gap Survey, which has found that almost 9 out of 10 respondents are facing significant challenges recruiting essential employees with sufficient skills and qualifications. More than 400 businesses took part in the survey, with the skills gap found to be the biggest issue among micro-businesses, which generally employ less than 10 people. We're going to explore this further with Sheila Lynch, the newly elected president of the Ennis Chamber of Commerce and solicitor. Cash and Clancy Solicitors is in studio with us this morning, and we're joined on the line by Siobhanne Garvig, who's a Clare member of the National Council of the Irish Small and Medium Businesses Association and the owner of St. Tola's Goat's Cheese as well. And you're both very welcome to the programme. Sheila, is this issue in relation to that struggle to locate enough skilled people something you're hearing from Chamber members? Is it an issue?
Oh yes, certainly, Alan, and it has been for a while. I mean, I suppose especially since post-COVID, we've been hearing a lot from businesses on the ground that they are struggling to achieve full retention of, you know, suitably qualified and trained staff at various levels. I mean, it can be very basic to more highly skilled levelled employees. It's very, very challenging for businesses out there, and that's really impacting then on the type of, on the quality of the service that they can deliver and on their ability to expand and grow in the current economy. So it is overall very challenging for all businesses. I don't think there's any business out there who's not affected by the difficulty that they're encountering in recruitment of staff today.
What kind of reasons, Sheila, are you hearing from these businesses for their difficulties to locate a sufficient number of skilled staff?
So it's generally in terms of skills. You need people who are qualified, trained, educated. We are providing skilled and qualified and educated people to the workforce. And our colleges are packed. We'll see in September now there'll be a big onslaught of people heading off to college again and getting their full qualifications and training, be it whatever it is in terms of traineeships, apprenticeships or degrees or postgraduate courses. So there is a great variety of training and skills available. Skills training available out there for people. I think what's happening is that they're getting into the workforce and they're finding out how tough it is, and they are seeing and hearing from their friends abroad. I think a lot of it is that there's better opportunities
abroad.
The grass
is greener over here. Come on, quickly.
Better lifestyle. Housing crisis has a huge impact on people. So if you're living in West Clare and there's a job opportunity somewhere in Cork and it's ideal for you, but you can't get suitable housing at an affordable price, you're living at home, you're going to find it very, very hard then to uproot and head off down to Cork, just as an example, or be it Dublin or wherever. Housing and the cost of living are really impacting on people making these decisions. There was a survey there not so long ago about, you know, young people living at home, and I think 68% of young people between the ages of 25 and 29 are living at home. That's over two-thirds of our young people. Now, I know when I was in that age bracket, I was well gone from home for a number of years at that stage.
Some of us were even chased out of the home.
Wouldn't like to say that now too long, because my mother is listening. But that was the reality of it. And it's so different now. And you can't really just hunt your children out of the house, even if you wanted to, because they've nowhere to go. It's really, really difficult. And, you know, depending on where you live then, you're limited to the job opportunities that are in your locality, in your area. And so it's not conducive to people. And you're hearing about grass is greener in places, particularly Australia, New Zealand, Canada. Lots of people are travelling to those countries, and you hear about the great lifestyle they're having. That's all feeding back here. So our young people, having, you know, got into the workplace here, they are struggling to see a better way forward. And there was a very interesting article in the Irish Times over the weekend where they picked three different young people, and two of them were in the healthcare profession and one of them was in retail. But they all had the very same reasons for wanting to pack their bags and go. And they're all actually leaving. And they're all very, very highly qualified and skilled in their own professions. And it's very, very sad to see. And they put it down to housing, cost of living, the public infrastructure and services was huge as well in terms of their decision making. And none of them gave any indication that they would intend to come back in the future. They said they're going to play it out and see what happens. So we're losing a lot of talent at a very young age, okay, where, you know, that will be available to our local small to medium sized businesses here. And that's very, very worrying.
Yeah, I don't think any of us would be surprised to hear that that housing is a big issue. And certainly I read the piece in the Times and made for a rather dispiriting reading, I must say. Siobhan Garvig, is this a problem you have experienced with your business? Has the business been affected or suffered to any degree because of difficulties in locating sufficiently skilled people?
Yes, very much so, Alan. My own business is in the category of, you know, of a micro business employing less than 10 people. But for the last 2 years, we have a full-time position, but we haven't been able to recruit a person who has suitable skills or who is prepared to stay, I suppose, for a number of reasons. One, I think small to medium-sized enterprises are, one, competing with the larger companies, and also with government, you know, in the public sector. We just can't compete on a number of levels with them. Also, as Sheila said there, there's a big brain drain out of the country into what's seen as the more attractive countries like Australia, Canada, and all those places. But another big problem that we have within the industry is, I suppose, the over bureaucracy that's regarding, you know, permits and visas, the visa process. Because although we have a lot of people immigrating, like we had nearly 60,000 people immigrating last year out of the country according to the CSO figures, we had nearly doubled that actually coming into the country. But the problem is, you know, it's taking too long to get a permit or a visa for these people to work. And all of us, or any of us who've eaten out in Ireland this year, or holidayed in Ireland within the last year, we've met professional doctors, teachers, engineers, all sorts of Ukrainians and other people who've migrated to the country who are doing very basic jobs, basically because, you know, they can't get, it's taking too long to get, you know, a visa for them to work, which is a crying shame because these are skilled people who are so badly needed within the workforce in all sectors of society. And really the government needs to speed up and simplify, you know, and deliver these visas quicker to get, you know, these people working. And also, I mean, as a parent myself, I mean, the thought of my children are still young, the thought of my child moving to the other side of the world because of better working conditions and lifestyle would break my heart. But it is very common nowadays, as Sheila said, we're just not seen as an attractive country to come to work anymore, because of the issues that you've mentioned, like housing, your infrastructure and services. So it is a big problem, but government has a big part to play in this, and they need to speed up the process and make it simpler for those who do want to come to the country to work, and who are actually in the country now, who have a great range of skills that all sides of businesses really desperately need. They need to simplify this whole process and not make it as bureaucratic as it is.
And is that something you're hearing from businesses as well, Sheila, that, okay, and I suppose, look, you know, this is a problem that needs to be addressed, the permitting and visa process to allow those coming to Ireland to work here. But it's still, there is the problem of our own leaving, and you would like them to stay as well. But just to focus on this one for the moment, you're hearing from businesses saying, well, look, we're trying to source employees, workforce, talent from those arriving into the country. But as Siobhan says, this permitting and visa process is just so complicated and tedious.
Absolutely, it is. It is a very complicated process, and it takes time, and there's a cost involved for employers. I mean, at the outset, it's a two-tier process at the moment. You have to get a permit, and then you have to work, and then you have to get a visa to come into the country. And what Chambers Ireland is now calling on the government to do is to streamline that process, so it's just one single application, and to speed up and make that process more flexible and easier for people to apply and to get through, so that on the other side then, as employers, they can actually get people into the workforce who have the suitable skills and qualifications. Because although lots of people are leaving the country, there are lots of others out there, as Siobhan pointed out, who want to come here and work. And we would welcome with open arms to be able to give them the opportunity to work in the areas that they are qualified and skilled to engage in. And so we would hope that the government will listen now, and they have engaged in this consultation process around this whole permit process. So they are open to hear from businesses, and that's why the Chamber of Ireland has commissioned this survey, to give that feedback to the government, so that they will use that, and hopefully they will realign their processes in line with what's required currently, so that we can try and make some way in filling in that skills gap. It needs to be done, because the bigger picture really is getting the people we are investing in this country to stay here.
Yeah, definitely, and that's, you know, it's two key problems to sort out there. But just give our listeners a sense of perhaps how lethargic or onerous the permitting and visa process is, Sheila. You know, how long, roughly, is it a standard period of time between, as you say, the permitting and then the visa process? Are we talking years? Or
We're not talking years, but we're talking, it could be up to 6 months, really, by the time you start the process and get to the end of it. And there's different ways the process can go. It can be employee-led or it can be employer-led. And so it all depends on, and then on top of that, then the government have a list of categories where you can only apply for permits for. And it's very complicated. I was actually looking it up myself in preparation for coming on today, and even I was mind-boggled by the categories and how, you know, you could fit somebody into a category that you would determine that they're entitled to get a permit. And so what Chambers Ireland are calling on the government to do is to make more general and broad permits available, as opposed to putting them into specific classes, to make it easier for people to apply, make it easier for employers to be able to source employees who are willing to come here and to avail of the job opportunities that are here.
Okay, is that what you would like to see happen, Siobhan? Is there anything else you feel needs to be done with the process to get things moving? And okay, the government seem to be all ears, but it sounds like they really need to move on this very, very quickly, because it's already happening, this problem.
Yeah. I mean, we need action and we need quick action. And as Sheila said, we need to simplify the process and not have all these varied categories, you know, when it comes to applying for a permit or a visa. Because micro and small to medium businesses, most of employees have to be very flexible, I would say. In my business, you could be doing anything from making a goat to making cheese, depending on any one day. So you need flexibility. Whereas if you have these overcomplicated application systems, it's just we're getting bogged down in bureaucracy that's causing delay after delay. And even within 6 months, that takes a small employer a lot of time to focus on, and this time they don't have, because one, they don't have enough staff as it is, and it's just bureaucracy getting out of control. So we need to speed up, you know, this application system, simplify it, and also to try and keep our young, qualified, super qualified people who are leaving the country by, you know, improving things when it comes to infrastructure and services and this huge problem with regards to housing and accommodation in the country.